What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
A group of teenagers here in Jackson County were shot at on Monday while trying to jumpstart their car. According to court documents filed with the Jackson County Circuit Court, 69-year-old Gerald Hass was arrested on July 16th, so that is yesterday, for an altercation that happened 2 days prior. The four teens involved gave similar accounts of what occurred.
It was awful.
So they explained to police that around 6:15 on July 14th, they were driving in two separate cars when one of the cars broke down on East 47th Street. With no shoulder to pull over on, the teen driving the broken-down car pulled into a nearby driveway and waited for his friends to return so they could jumpstart the car. He said that Mr. Hass, whose driveway he was in, then came outside and asked what they were doing. While they jumpstarted the car, the teen said they repeatedly tried to explain to Mr. Hass what was happening, but he became agitated. He grabbed a silver revolver from inside his home and came outside waving it around, according to court documents.
They had a disabled car. Right there.
At one point, two of the teens said a neighbor came outside to defend them and threw a wooden plank at Gerald Hass and told them to leave them alone. They're just kids. When the argument with the neighbor escalated, Hass allegedly fired one shot from the revolver in no particular direction. The kids, as you can imagine, scattered.
My God, those poor kids.
Two of them hid in the bushes. Two others drove away in the car that worked. They circled back and picked up their two other friends and left. Hass is now charged with one count of felony unlawful use of a weapon.
Good.
And one count of misdemeanor unlawful discharge of a firearm. He was being held on $5,000 bond. Well.
Bye.
That's that conflict resolution that we were talking about yesterday.
Where's the conflict?
Well, the conflict is one that he allegedly created.
Kids get break off my down. Lawn. Break, literally, their car breaks down. They're waiting for a jump.
Well, I think that the jump was their friend's car that was
yes,
still running.
We're just going to do the deal with the plus and the minus and be out of your way, right, sir.
But he wasn't having it, and he decided to go inside and get himself a gun. Because we live in a world where everybody is suspect, and we don't engage in conflict resolution. We can't.
If they're not threatening to you, say, I'm so sorry this happened. Please take your time. And then stare at them through the window to make sure they're not threatening.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I would do. I wouldn't trust them, okay?
I would. Okay, Scott, back up. And I am, like, you know, kind of a leery person in certain situations, as we know. You drive by in a white van, you know. Two kids break down in one car.
Is that an Econoline van?
Their buddies come.
Is there any other
car? With jumper cables. To give them a jump. We all know what that looks like. We've seen people on the side of the road. Sure. Like, oh, look, need help? Need a jump? This is so obviously not, we're like, this is a big ruse to, what, home invade you? This literally was just kids trying to get their car started back up.
Well, here's what I don't understand. They were on East 47th Street. Sam, if I'm not mistaken, that is a residential street, is it not?
For the most part, it depends on what portion of East 47th
okay.
Street you're on.
All right. Well, I mean, it was residential enough that he lived on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Why couldn't they have just pulled over to the curb? I mean, we don't have, and I'm not blaming the kids. What I'm saying is I'm just curious about this part of the story. if my car broke down in a residential neighborhood, I would just pull over to the side of the road. No residential neighborhood has a shoulder. So why wouldn't you just pull over to the side of the road? I mean, there are plenty of people who park on the side of the road on my street.
Yeah, they live right in front of Sam.
Well, yeah. But I don't know that I would. I don't know that I would pull into somebody's driveway. That being said, they did. But to Sam's point, I would come outside and say, "Hey, what's going on? Is everything all right?
Right.
Yeah, our car broke down. We're just going to jumpstart it." I would go inside. I don't trust people I don't know, so I would sit there in my living room and just watch them through my living room window.
No, you wouldn't. I know exactly what you would do. You would say, "Do you need help? Can I help you? I know you." I know you.
Yeah, but I don't have jumper cables, so I'm not going to ask them.
Yeah,
I would
either.
Jump their car for them and then say, "Get off my lawn!"
Do you have jumper cable, Sam?
Of course he does.
I know. You feel like a jumper cable kind of guy.
In my truck and in my garage.
Why do you have two sets of jumper cables?
Well, if I'm at home and I need them, I'm not going to go to my truck. They're in the garage.
Huh?
Why wouldn't you just get them out of your truck?
East what, Sam?
East 47th Street and what? It doesn't say.
No, it doesn't even say what city it was in. It just says Jackson County.
Well, that would mean Kansas City proper.
Did you read the part about the neighbor coming out defending them?
Yeah, threw a plank
of wood at him.
And said, "Leave them alone. They're just kids."
If it's the neighborhood that I just found, which is the only section of East 47th Street I can find, because other than that, we're talking the plaza or not Jackson County. Is purely residential. Yeah. Why not just pull over on the side of the road?
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't understand. Now, they're young.
They're kids.
They're young and probably aren't thinking clearly. But as an adult, I would have just pulled over to the side of the road, parked at the curb, and then called Sam to bring one of his two sets of jumper cables to jumpstart my car.
Gladly.
My God.
Still, I'm not clear why you have two, but that's none of my business. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.